Chapter 4. The Murder. After a few weeks on the island, I wanted to know what was happening in town. I decided to put on one of the dresses from the floating house and cross the river to town. I pretended to be a girl. I reached the town and looked in the window of the first house I saw. I thought that I knew every person who lived in that town, but the woman I saw in the house was a stranger. That was good, because it meant that she couldn't recognize me. I knocked on the door. "Come in," said the woman. "Now, what's your name?" "Sarah Williams," I lied. "Do you live near here?" the woman asked. I told her that I had walked a long way to visit some relatives in town. The woman asked me lots of questions, and I started to worry because I only wanted to hear the news about me and Jim. Finally, she mentioned Pap and the murder. "Who killed Huckleberry Finn?" I asked her. "Well, lots of people thought it was his father. They thought the old man did it to get Huck's money from Judge Thatcher." "Really?" I said. "But then," she continued, "they decided that it was a runaway slave named Jim that murdered the boy." "But he..." I stopped. I thought it was better to keep quiet. "You see, the slave ran away the same night that Huck Finn was killed. There is a reward of $300 for anyone who captures him. My husband thinks that the slave is hiding over on Jackson's Island. In fact, he went to find a boat and borrow a gun this evening to help look for him." I started to shake with fright, and the woman noticed I wasn't very comfortable. "What did you say your name was?" she asked. "Mary Williams," I said. "But I thought you said Sarah Williams." "Yes, that's right. Sarah Mary Williams. Some people call me Sarah, and some call me Mary." "Why don't you tell me your real name?" she said. "It's Bill or Bob or something, isn't it? I know you aren't really a girl." Then I told her a new story. I told her my name was George Peters. I invented some new lies to make her happy, and I left as soon as I could. On the island, I found Jim asleep in our cave. "Get up, Jim. There isn't a minute to lose. They're looking for you." We decided to leave the canoe on the island. Instead, we filled the raft with everything we could find and pushed off from the riverbank. We traveled for several days, moving slowly down the river. Jim hid under a blanket during the daytime so that no one could see him. Our plan was to reach Cairo in the state of Illinois. From there, we could get a steamboat to carry us up the Ohio River to the states where nobody kept slaves. Then Jim would be a free man, and our troubles would be finished. We stayed on that little raft all the way down the Mississippi River. Each time we saw a new town appear around the bend of the river, Jim shouted that it was Cairo, but it never was.